This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I get to speak with good friend Derek Orr of PSCR. Derek, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
You bet, Donnie. I'm glad to be here. It's always a fun part of the year to be able to talk to you and your audience about this.
Yeah, well, as I've told you many, many times, one of my favorite weeks of the year is the PSCR event that you guys do every year. Really always expands my mind on what's possible and what folks are looking at. Can you tell us a little bit about this year's event?
Yeah, you bet. So this year we're hosting, again, a virtual event, obviously, as we come down off of the pandemic. This year it's the PSCR 2021, the digital experience. It'll be June 21st through the 24th. It is once again virtual, like I said, and it is free for people to sign up and to participate in. And anybody who's interested can register on pscr.gov. They can just go to our website, and there's a clear link to get registered and signed up.
All right. Well, I know last year was your first year to do it. By the way, what kind of response did you get, and were you able to, frankly, get some people that you wouldn't have been able to get probably if it was in person?
That's an awesome question, and as a matter of fact, we had an overwhelming response last year, one we really weren't expecting. I mean, you know, Donnie, you've been coming to our meeting for years. You've seen it grow from a really small meeting back in 2010, where it was a little bit over 100, to where we were pre-pandemic. We were typically around 500 attendees in the live events. Our first virtual event last year, when it went virtual and went free, we had 1,000 registrants. So we doubled our registration numbers by being virtual and free. So we're not sure what we're going to see this year. We definitely want to have our core group of attendees that would normally attend any event of ours. So we're definitely hoping for around 500. But we could easily see above that as well, because the barrier to entry is so low, no travel, no cost, that we very well may get above our normal numbers once again.
So did you learn any lessons last year?
Yeah, we sure did. And just to give people a heads up too, before I go into that, as far as like what this year has in store, we've got 4 plenary sessions that we've had in the past, like we've had in the past. We've got 70 on-demand sessions they'll be able to watch on their own time, and 28 on-demand demos and 18 live demos. And that's a little bit what I want to spend some time on when you talk about lessons learned, which is last year, almost everything we did was on-demand. And we were learning along with everybody else how to operate in this virtual world during the pandemic. And we tried to create opportunities and attempted to create opportunities for feedback and interaction with between the attendees and the researchers through comment fields and opportunities to reach out and get responses. And we just didn't see a lot of activity because it's just hard. It's really hard to get that same level of engagement. So one of the things that we've done this year is we've tried to create some finite, one-time live experiences where people get to come and interact with our researchers. So for every on-demand session that is held, there will be a corresponding live Q&A session that is set up at a separate time. So people should watch the on-demand sessions that they're interested in, but then they'll be able to attend a live Q&A session with researchers and ask questions in real time. The other thing that we have, beyond last year we did demos and they were all pre-recorded. We will have some pre-recorded demos this year, but we will also have 18 live demos that will be held in a platform called Frame VR that puts you as an avatar inside of a virtual demonstration room in which you interact with other attendees, you interact with the researchers. They can place videos and information and demonstrations right in that virtual room. And that will also all be live, all be real time. And so we're really trying to push the envelope to have that real time interaction, even in a virtual format.
Wow, that sounds really impressive. Man. So what kind of demos might people see?
Well, they're going to get demos of pretty much our technologies that we're working on across mission critical voice, location based services, user interface, user experience, video analytics. They're going to get a little bit of everything. So they can expect to see the same type of demonstrations that they get anytime people are involved in a PSER conference.
Okay. Any cool sessions we should be looking forward to in particular?
Well, like the previous response, we're really going to have a session on every single one of our programs, but we've got some great plenary sessions that I really want to bring people's attention to. We have the whole event kicked off on the 21st by Paul Patrick, who is a board member from EMS on the FirstNet board. And Paul, we're really excited and happy to have Paul be a part of this year. And he's actually going to share some insight and lessons learned from the past year and the impact on EMS and how broadband has and can in the future improve their ability to respond to events like this. We then have in the following 3 days a series of plenary sessions in the mornings. One is around the possibility of how technology could impact wildland fire response in the future. Another is the results of our latest drone flight program that was a follow-up from one that we ran several years ago. And then the last one is having a panel, and this one's we're really excited about, having a panel of some of our female innovators from both within the program and outside the program that are going to come and speak about what they're doing to push the public safety technology envelope forward and also setting a path for more women getting involved in STEM programs like PSER.
Okay. Well, boy, that sounds great, and looking forward to being there virtually. Any chance we might get to see you guys in person in the future?
That is a great question. That is an exciting question that you can even ask that we are at that stage. And yes, I will just tease this. I'm not going to give any details, but I will say that at the conference, if you're an attendee, you will hear some information about next year's event and the plan for it to actually involve live in-person interaction, which is very exciting. But in the meantime, I will also say that this event will introduce people to something we've been working on over the last year, which is a virtual tour of our laboratory. So we can't have people in right now. We've missed that. That is a major part of what we do as a program. And one of the things we're going to be introducing is this virtual 360-degree tour of our lab with demonstrations throughout to hopefully put people in the same position they'd be in if they were actually able to visit us. So anybody that attends is going to be one of our beta testers for this new virtual tour. So I hope we get your attendees to help us out so that we can make that the experience we want it to be.
You bet. That sounds great. And I've got to ask you one last thing. I know PSCR, you guys were always looking 5 and 10 years ahead. And, frankly, I wanted to get your thoughts I know you're normally looking forward, but I wanted to get your thoughts about looking back a little bit in terms of when you look at the work that you guys have done, both, standards, technologies like HPUE and LIDAR, and now, all these things that, frankly, were slideware and discussion points, 5 and 10 years ago were actually becoming reality. What are your thoughts? What's it like to see all this stuff actually, be in the field that you all were working on in the labs years ago?
Yeah, I love that question. I remember all of us being back in 2013 in the auditorium at NIST talking about what are the focus areas going to be around this once-in-a-lifetime fund for public safety R&D and working with all stakeholders to focus this down into our portfolios. And back then, like you said, those were just bullets on roadmaps and ideas that people had that maybe one day we could make, you know, progress in. And to see so much of that now become prototypes, new companies formed, applications on the FirstNet App Store from the work that's been performed from grantees and internal research. It is so gratifying and exciting to have seen that work progress with all of the help from all of our stakeholders. But the one thing I want to make clear is we're not done. It's not like we get to plant a flag in the ground and say, okay, we can stop now. We've got to keep public safety on that track of ever evolving, staying on the cutting edge, leveraging what's next along the commercial horizon, and making sure they're always have access to the best technology to make their operations safer and more effective. So it's been great. We're really excited what we were able to do, but we don't want to stop now.
You bet. Well, look forward to seeing, catching up on the latest progress, June 21st to 24th. Derek, thank you so much, and thank you for all the work you and the folks at PSCR are doing.
Thank you, Donnie, and you guys have a great day, and to your audience, I hope everybody's safe, and look forward to talking to you in a few weeks at our event. All right.